We got the Rockford East E-Rabs represented in the studio right now. Coach Roy Sackmaster could not make it out, sent three players on his behalf, and we're excited to have that. I like talking to players, Randy, especially when Coach isn't here to stare them down, because then we can ask them the really hard-hitting questions. They'll tell us the truth, and we appreciate that. In the studio right now, 6'2 guard Chris Brunell, 6'5 guard Shaden Clanton, and Sincere Parker, a 6'4 guard, all hanging out in the studio with us. Gentlemen, we appreciate you making time for us. How are you doing? Everyone's doing well? Good. Well, you know, it's an exciting time of year. I'm sure you guys are all excited to get back on the floor. A couple of you guys are seniors, Sincere. You're a junior right now. You know, talk to me. Let's start with the two seniors, then we'll move down, whichever one of you wants to start, with what your goals are for this season. East kind of has a lot of hype around it right now. You guys are a big part of that and returning that experience. But, you know, how are you guys handling that kind of expectation balanced with, you know, all the hard work you guys know you put in? Talk to me about what that balance has been like for you handling that expectation. Let's start with Chris because he looks like he's chomping at the bit.
We just staying level-headed and just working hard every day in practice. Like, practices be tough and we just be grinding it out as a family. But, goals this year is just to win some hardware and bring some new things to Rockford, stuff like that. Make a name for ourselves this year.
Shaden, how about you?
Personal goals, I want to get my 1,000 ball so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then after that, trying to go to state, take the team to state.
Where are we at right now with the points? 1,000 ball.
I think I'm at like 800 and something.
Okay, so we're getting there. And then move that mic down to Sincere for me, Chris. What were your goals coming into this year, and what do you want to get done and grow as a player?
I want to win state with my team this year and then develop myself as a player for next year.
So, I mean, a lot of those are team goals. Obviously, Shaden mentioned wanting to get the 1,000 ball, and then that's a huge accomplishment in and of itself. But you guys are focused on what you're doing as a team and what you can bring to East High School speaks to the culture you guys have there. How close do you guys feel like you are as a team, you know, compared to other groups, you know, compared to anything you've been around? How close do you feel like you guys are?
Well, we all, like, grew up playing with each other.
Yeah.
So this one of my first, cause this is my first cousin right here, and I've been going to elementary school with him since kindergarten.
And we didn't even find out until like we were like in middle school, eighth grade year.
So yeah. So and this has just been my boy since we was little. We've been in the gym, and just the connection we got to play with, and my other like our whole team. We all close. We've been through everything together. We all knew each other since elementary. We got some new young guys, but they fit in right with us. They work hard. They just ready to work just like us. So it's just good for the team.
You know, it's interesting. I was out at the school yesterday, as a matter of fact, shoot a picture of Chris for our magazine. And I was talking with Coach Sackmaster before, and I said, so how are things looking? And usually when you get a coach that's got a team that he knows is going to be good, they always kind of couch about, oh, well, we're looking pretty good. We might be contenders. And they kind of, he goes, no, we're looking real good. I mean, he wasn't pulling any punches. Seriously? He was quite.
can't believe it.
Now, he might not say that to you, but he said all to me, right, and maybe
Zach.
I.
Zach, you want this live, right?
Yes,
all right, Zach. You don't have to practice.
So I was going to ask you, how do you think that feels? But I guess your reaction tells you right away. I mean, he's expecting big things from you, I think, the most of the conferences. I'm sure expecting yourselves, but to hear a coach say that, you got to feel good that you know you're heading in that right direction.
Yeah, but like with us, he never show it. Like he just. He hard on us. Like, he just make everything tough to see if you go break down mentally and physically. But once you break down physically and mentally, he bring you back up so you can still keep pushing and keep going.
And our motto this year, Coach Hunter made it up, and Coach Sackmaster, they always say hungry and humble before and after practice.
I think that's key, because you obviously don't want to get too big of heads when you guys have got this much talent, this much riding on it. Because if my research is right, I think it is, East hasn't won a Nick 10 title since 1980-81.
That's a
long, long time to not win a title, and you guys are in prime position to do it. So, I mean, what does that mean to you when you hear that? That, I mean, this is historical. I mean, you're talking 30, 40-some years since they've done that, and you could be the ones that finally get East back on top of the conference.
I mean, we could do something special. So if we got the opportunity, we might as well take it.
Mm-hmm. Shaden, same thing for you. I mean, what does that feel like? What's the meaning of that to you, to be that special?
That's like warms the heart. Like, if we do this, I don't know. That's 1981.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot of years. If we do this, that'd be a good accomplishment. Like,
you guys make me feel old. That's roughly when I graduated high school. And you say it's a long time. I feel really old all of a sudden here. We want to talk about a team, and I just want to jump quickly into personal accomplishments. And Shane, you mentioned about chasing that 1,000 ball, but yeah. Chris, I mean, it's we well know that you're chasing the school's record for all-time scoring, and you're not that far away from it. I don't think I have the specific points on there, but you're well on your way to breaking that record. I think you probably get about mid-season or so. Yeah. This is a record that was set, speaking of old, a long time ago, 1961 by Skip Thereen. It's pretty legendary around here. And I don't know how much you know about Skip and his history. He played in the ABA. He played college ball at Illinois as well. So, I mean, he's one of the rare and professional basketball players in this area. So, and that's a long-standing record. So what does that mean to you in terms of getting that record and being the all-time best scorer in the school's history?
Well, it means a lot to me because just coming into East, I didn't want people to just think that, like, I was just, like, hyped up for playing varsity as a freshman and stuff like that. So, like, me breaking a record and actually accomplishing goals and breaking records in an East high school, that means that I've been working hard and I put the work in to do it.
Mm-hmm. Sincere, I want to ask you, now you were a transfer, correct, from 2 years ago?
Yes, from Jefferson.
Okay. So from Jefferson to here, tell me about that transition from coming to Jefferson to here and then also now this year stepping up as one of the main guys out there on the court as one of the starters.
Yeah, no, it feels good because, like, this is working with my team, getting the chemistry that we need to win.
And then my question also, with you being the junior here and these guys being seniors, how have these two guys, you know, helped set that culture, that motivation for you to show up every day? You know, I'm sure you lean into a leadership role on the team too. You know, you and Chris are going through a similar process. Chris was going through recruitment of college senior. You're going through that now. You know, how do those guys help set that tone for anyone who's not a senior, hasn't been in that program for 4 years, to help you guys stay motivated and locked in every day?
Oh. We just do worry about us. If it's not in us, we don't, like, really get into it. Like, we all work out together all the time, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and just stay in the gym all the time.
What do you think, we were just asking the Auburn girls, and I think it's a question that applies to everyone. You guys are setting a legacy here that'll be beyond when you guys leave. If someone were to ask and describe East basketball 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the way that you guys are setting it, what would you want that word or phrase to be? How would you want someone to describe the culture, how you guys play basketball, a word, a phrase, whatever? I'll leave it open-ended and we'll go through all three of you. How would you want someone to describe East basketball and the way you guys go about your business?
That we're tough and we want to state.
Yeah, tough and that you want to state. That's the second time on a sincere I got a state reference. Shane, how about you?
I'm still thinking of something.
All right, I appreciate that. Chris, what you got?
I just want them to think that we was just, like, a hardworking team and fun to watch. Like,
yeah.
a good team that brought money to the school and, like, a lot of tickets was coming through, like, stuff like that, like sold-out games, packed-out gyms, and everybody want to come to an East game on Friday night. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Unbelievable.
How about that, Randy Rose?
I like that one. The three of you guys, kind of tell me a little bit of some of the other players on the team that will be some of the key players besides yourselves this year. Who will be some of the guys we'll be looking at and be key contributors?
Well, we got Andreas Thompson. He goes to East. He's a senior. He's a big part of our team. He reminds me of, like, Draymond Green off the Warriors. He's the key to all of us. He keeps it going. Like, he always keeps it going.
Dennis
without the dress, right?
Yeah.
Maybe with the dress. With the dress.
He just like the piece to our team to keep us together. Like, when we all slacking on defense, he pick it up. You can always hear his voice on the court. Mm-hmm. And he always keeping us moving. And then we also got Chris Hodge. He's a shooter. He's a senior. He a big part of our team. We got
we got Biggie Luster.
Biggie Luster, he's a sophomore.
Oh wow!
And he's a big part of our team this year.
Big factor.
Yeah, we got a lot of pieces. Basically, everybody on our team is going to get playing time and be a factor in the game. So that's a good. Like, we got a short amount of players, but it's going to mean something because everybody going to get in the rotation.
Well, we know the talent we've got here between what you guys have done. As I mentioned before, Chris, you're going to the all-time scoring. Shane, you're getting close to the 1,000. Sincere, you've been recruited heavily, I see, by Long Beach State, is it?
Yeah, Long Beach State and Green Bay University.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you three represent some high talent, and it looks like you guys have got a lot of pieces there to fit with size and speed and whatever it may be. As I said, you guys are the favorites by most people's accounts, you and Boylan. What's it going to take for you guys to make sure you are the team that ends up winning this whole thing and knocking off a Boylan? And who are the other teams that you guys are most concerned about?
We take like every game. We approach every game the same way. Like we never overlook anybody, because in the Nick 10, anytime you come out and you overlook somebody, anything can happen, because everybody play hard. And we just looking forward to playing everybody. And to keep us on top, is just we just got to make sure that we stay in what we got to do and stay in East and just work hard every day and make sure that we stay level-headed.
Mm-hmm. You all. And in practice, we do everything I strictly said, Chris said, and Sincere said. We do everything game time speed. I don't want nothing slow, nothing. This is not even a practice. This is basically a game. We want to keep it fast-paced, and we want to get a good workout in.
So you guys do play very fast. You guys play tough. You pressure the ball a lot. That means you guys have to be in exceptional condition to play the way that Coach Sackmaster wants you to and the way that you guys want to play as well. When those teams come around, if it's football teams that run no huddle, if it's teams that play like you do and demand to get out and transition play, I always like asking, what's the drill Coach Sackmaster calls at the beginning of practices for the year when he's going to test your conditioning? When you hear, all right, we're doing this, you're going to find, okay, we're going to find out right now if I put the work in during the summer.
This.
What's that? What was that?
So, defensive slide.
Yeah.
Defensive slide.
For 15 minutes.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to get that to
you. Yeah, no. He's really taking his time here. I appreciate it.
20 minutes.
Explain this to 20. Me.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Basketball court.
Basketball court.
Defensive slide like this.
Yeah.
Zigzag. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. 20 minutes straight?
Yeah.
All right, we get a little bit.
You got to run upstairs.
But let me get back to it.
Guys, I'm waiting for the tough part here.
We got the bleachers. It's two sets. It's the hardwoods, and then it's the plastics at the bottom.
Right.
Run up the plastics. Run up the hardwoods. Run down the hardwoods. Run back up the hardwoods.
Just run around the gym.
15 to 20 minutes.
Just run around the gym for 20 minutes. And East, if you've never been there, it goes stairs all the way around to get up where the band plays.
It goes straight up, so it's all in the calf muscles. Couldn't even get on my bed.
Oh, is that the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Any additions, Chris, in your time at East? Anything else that's been the tough test from Coach Sackmaster? Is that the one?
This year, just
a suicide. Yeah, 25 seconds.
No, this year been the toughest stuff I ever did.
Yeah,
he brought out something out of his package. I don't know
what he had. he been
wait, I just heard 25 seconds for a suicide. Earlier, a team told us they got 30. So you guys are going 5 seconds faster.
Yes. 25 seconds. Then we got
nine and thirties.
We get 9 and 30s, but that's even tougher. But coach don't show no mercy. Our coaching staff is just lovely. Like they all like always pushing us and always have our back. Like Coach LC, he always tell us, "You go love me later, but y'all go hate me right now."
Yeah.
He said, "I've been there before. I felt the pain." So he always just pushing us. He always doing the conditioning too. It'd be his workouts.
I'd imagine what it does for you though is when you show up Wednesdays, Fridays, whenever the game goes. You know this team can't throw anything at you that you can't handle from a physical standpoint. You guys know you can hang with anyone. So do you feel that way when you show up for game night? You know walking in, there's nothing they could do that could faze us.
I don't feel that way. Like, you can't just go into the game too cocky and
slip
up like, oh, they weak. You just got to go into the game like.
See, why do I have a bigger head than him? Yeah. I got a big head. That's how I would feel.
You got to go into the game like, this is a state game. This is my last game of the year. I'm a senior.
Yeah, we're a senior. Take every game the same way, approach it, because you don't know how fast it could go away. And
every
once it go away, that's that feeling that you don't ever want to feel again.
Hey, we talked a little bit before. I mentioned about you guys and the recruiting story. I'm always intrigued by the recruiting process. And tell me a little bit about, you know, like who's been looking at you, Chris, in terms of, and when are you going to make a decision on where you're going to go?
I don't know when I'm going to make a decision, but I got a couple of Division IIs and Division Ones. I got SIUE, Southern Illinois University, mm-hmm. Edwardsville. I got Winona State, Quincy, and North Dakota State still looking at me, and a few other mid-major schools once I do some more academic stuff and more mid-majors will be coming through.
Okay. And so, sir, we talked to you about, you said Long Beach State, NIU, who was that, Green Bay you mentioned?
Yeah, Green Bay, and like... Yeah, a couple other colleges.
Okay. And Shane, anybody in particular you're looking at?
Amherst looking at me real hard.
All right, great.
Just a couple NAIAs and just low division two.
I'm going to say it's Cardinal Stretch.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to make a great legacy. And then kids are going to look up and say that I can play East basketball. Not only can I play and then now win and be successful, but I can play at another level because you guys are setting that standard and showing people that you can move on up as well. So, hey, guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming in. Wish you the best of luck. We'll be broadcasting multiple games this year, so I'll get a chance to see you guys play quite a bit. I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully can come back with a nice championship trophy and put some new hardware up in that East Hallway.
Yeah.